This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, September 16. Peace overflowing. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 16. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Driving home from the Toronto airport one evening in January, I knew I had to be careful. A January thaw had settled in, but the weather was turning quickly. The forecast called for precipitation, and in the cooling temperatures, that could bring a mix of snow and freezing rain. Driving in those conditions can be stressful, but one thing that helped me was a gauge on my dashboard showing the temperature outside. Knowing that the temperature remained above freezing assured me that ice was not forming on the roads. That gave me a helpful way to think about prayer. What we know on the inside can affect the way we deal with situations on the outside. In today's Bible reading, for example, we see Paul and Silas overflowing with the peace of God, even though they had been severely beaten, put in stocks, and imprisoned. And through them, the other prisoners were hearing about the amazing love and power of the Lord. Then God did some amazing things, opening up the prison and loosening everyone's chains. What's more, the jailer and his household came to faith and new life in Jesus. In our difficult situations, the peace of God can fill us and overflow into the lives of others too. In prayer, we connect with and grow closer to God, who has all the power in heaven and earth at his command. Imagine what God can do in response to our prayers. Pray with me. Lord, for all who are hurting, I ask that you fill their hearts with peace. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.